Imagine a village of 1,000 people, all speaking the same language and never hearing any language other than their own. As the decades pass and generation succeeds generation, it will not be very apparent to the speakers of the language that any considerable language change is going on. Oldsters may occasionally be conscious of and annoyed by speech forms of youngsters. They will notice new words, new expressions, and bad pronunciations, but will ordinarily put these down to the irresponsibility of youth and decide piously that the language of the younger generation will revert to decency when the generation grows up. It doesn't revert, though. The new expressions and the new pronunciations persist, and presently there is another younger generation with its own new expressions and its own pronunciations. Thus, the language changes. If members of the village could speak to one another across 500 years, they would probably find themselves unable to communicate. Now suppose that the village divides itself and half the people move away. They move across the river or over a mountain and form a new village. Suppose the separation is so complete that the people of new village have no contact with the people of old village. The language of both villages will change, drifting away from the language of their common ancestors. But the drift will not be in the same direction. In both villages, there will be new expressions and new pronunciations, but not the same ones. In the course of time, the language of old village and new village will be mutually unintelligible with the language they both started with. They will also be mutually unintelligible with one another. An interesting thing, and one for which there is no perfectly clear explanation, is that the rate of change will not ordinarily be the same for both villages. The language of old village changes faster than the language of new village. One might expect that the opposite would be true, that the emigrants, placed in new surroundings and new conditions, would undergo more rapid language changes. But history reports otherwise. American English, for example, despite the violence and agony and confusion to which the demands of a new continent have subjected it, is probably essentially closer to the language of Shakespeare than London English is.